Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Swings it way down the field to Watkins! Sammy Watkins for the touchdown!
This is really going to be an incredible call because Tremaine Brock goes down. He falls down. Is it going to be on Brock or is it going to be on Watkins? This is going to be a touchdown.
Holding defense number 35. This penalty's declined. The result of the play is a touchdown.
60 yards to Sammy Watkins.
The great sportsman like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
Tom Ackerman, thank you for that insight.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Tom, apparently football is not a hard sport either. Man. If you're a Kansas City Chief.
It is a hard sport.
It's very difficult.
But Patrick Mahomes makes it look very easy.
Wow.
He is spectacular. He's the best quarterback in the league. He is... Lamar Jackson, I mean, had a phenomenal year for the Ravens and is the MVP of the league when it's all said and done. The Ravens were 14-2 in the regular season. They were amazing, and Jackson was terrific. But Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league. He's the best quarterback on the planet right now. You know, his run, his 27-yard run, where he was, I mean...
Should have been tackled
a
five
shoelace
times.
From being down at the line of scrimmage.
Yes.
And then he tiptoes down the line and kind of zigzags his way into the end zone and spins around. And that is a run that, if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl especially, will be remembered in Kansas City forever. It'll be part of Kansas City lore. That was incredible. Now, that pass you just played was incredible. Everything about it. I mean, then the Titans are a really good team. They just ran out of gas against this Chiefs team that is focused and ready and I think is going to win the Super Bowl. On the other side, you know, Derrick Henry, who ran the ball effectively against the Patriots and against the Ravens, the Chiefs would not allow him any yards after contact. He could not break a tackle. If the Chiefs got their hands on him, it was over and he was down. That will be a little more difficult against the 49ers. Raheem Mostert, their sensational running back, had a video game type football game.
Yeah.
29 carries, 220 yards, and four touchdowns for this guy. You ever play, I know some of our listeners did, play Tecmo Bowl back in the 90s, early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, there was a video game on Nintendo called Tecmo Bowl. And you could pick a team and a player would just run. And you could run around almost in circles if you had the right player and nobody could stop him. And that was what Mostert looked like for the 49ers yesterday. It was amazing. So this is the right Super Bowl. I think these are the two best teams. Ravens had a great year, but you know, this Chiefs team, I think, maybe flew under the radar a little bit because they were the two. They have the best quarterback. They have an exciting fan base. And I'm really happy, truly happy for all of our Chiefs fans in the audience.
Yeah, it was good. You know, I said earlier, and this is when you should, it's time to shut up when you can't, when you want to talk about something and you can't really put your finger on it. I was trying to remember who the quarterback was the last time the Chiefs went. And I said, I thought it was Frank Gifford. For some reason, that stuck in my head, or somebody like that, and somebody reminded me it was Len Dawson. I knew they had the name.
Haven't been in the Super Bowl in 50 years. Now, playing the Packers would have been a nice little throwback.
Yeah, wouldn't it? Yeah, that's true.
But the 49ers, who were just in the Super Bowl in 2013, are back again. They've had some powerful teams over the years, and this is one of them. Now, this team is not going to throw the ball. They're going to run it, and they're going to try to beat you up, and their defense is terrific. So I think this is a very good matchup. You got the high-octane offense on one side, the Chiefs. You have a very tough defense and a young team in the 49ers. This the Vegas spread is 1.5. Chiefs
wow.
by 1.5. That's the kind of Super Bowl I'm talking about. Uh-huh. I want a good, entertaining Super Bowl, and I think we're going to get it.
What about this movement that's under? There's a movement underway. People are collecting petitions or whatever to move Super Bowl Sunday to Saturday.
It's ridiculous. Come on. Come on.
Because everybody's got to work the next day, and they think it would be a bigger event if
Suck
it was
it
held
up.
On Saturday.
Is this come on,
Sunday?
This is football.
Do they try this every year?
Everybody bring it in. Listen to me. This is Super Bowl Sunday. You cannot change it. You have to suck it up and go to work on Monday or call in sick.
Yeah.
Or take the day off.
Take the day off or go in hungover.
It's Super Bowl Sunday. That's part of
we all do it.
That's
part
of America.
It could be Super Bowl Saturday, though. It kind of rolls off the tongue.
No, you can't do it. It's Sunday.
I'm with you, Tom. That's crap. But
come on. So, no, you show up to work on Monday and you know everyone's
either
in a
hungover
bit,
or you're not.
Everybody's
right?
Or just don't get hammered on Super Bowl Sunday. Just drink a little bit. Early.
I read today where
drink early before the game and then just eat like crazy during the game and you'll be fine. That's Dr. Ackerman's recipe.
I love it. That's,
to avoid a hangover.
That's like a Sunday.
I like it. I saw where they're going to strategically place the political ads in the Super Bowl this year. See that story?
No, I didn't.
Apparently the Trump campaign is running an ad early in the game, and Michael Bloomberg has paid, I forget how many, God knows how many millions of dollars, to run one at halftime. But they're going to strategically place them so that they're surrounded by Fox programming commercials on either side, instead of the commercials that companies have paid a bunch for, so that their ad doesn't somehow become connected with one of these political candidates.
So it doesn't look like endorsements.
So apparently Fox is conscious of that, and they're going to go out of their way to make sure that those ads run separately from everything else.
Okay.
Interesting.
You know, it's a strategy. We'll see if it works out.
Yeah.
You know, that's some strategy. I pay attention to the commercials somewhat. I would say that if I had my choice, I would watch the first half at a party and the second half where you can actually hear the game and focus and lock in. I mean, that's just me because I'm excited about the football game itself. But I totally understand that if you're not into the game of football, that you just like the excitement that it's the most watched game in the country, most watched television event in the country,
right,
and all that stuff plays in. I've never really gotten too into the commercials. I know we're going to hear about all of that, and usually the commercials are a little bit of a letdown because there's this new thing now where they show you what they are before
ahead of time.
Look, that's not fun. There's no theater there.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I hate is going to a party when they're starting to play the commercials, which you want to hear, and it's so loud that you just can't make out what the commercial is about.
That is true. So that's where you have to go back and watch it later. I'll never forget the Super Bowl in New Orleans when the Rams were 2 touchdown favorites, and I was down there with friends, and we went to the game fully expecting to destroy the Patriots. It was the Rams, the 2001 Rams, one of the best football teams I've ever seen. They were unstoppable, 14-point favorites. Tom Brady and the Patriots won the game. It was so sickening.
Devastating.
That,
yeah, I remember.
We were going to go out all night, you know, party, Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
I remember we went and got something to eat, and we went back to my friend's house, and everybody wanted to watch the commercials. And I was still so down that I, like, cracked open a beer. I sat out on the front porch stared off into the – I didn't watch anything. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can't even look at that telecast. I will not watch it for the rest of my life. And I actually – if I ever see highlights of that game, it still makes me ill. And that was almost 20 years ago. Isn't that sick?
Yeah.
I don't know. That sports affect me in that way.
Yeah. I've been that way after Kentucky losing a championship game.
I mean,
doesn't happen very often.
I think if the Rams win that game, they're still here. I think if the Rams,
what?
Yeah, I do.
You, really?
I really do. I think if the Rams win that game, it's 2 Super Bowl titles in 3 years. I feel like it all started to fall after they lost that game. Had they won that game, I think it's very possibly the start of a dynasty. The great feel, you have all those guys together. It just started to fall off after that. You very possibly have that football team in St. Louis had you beaten the Patriots. Now, that I know that sounds very simple, but that's my feeling.
Now I'm bummed about it, too. It's bringing us all down. Jeez, Tom.
So, hey, let me give you some good news. The Blues are the number one. The Blues won the Stanley Cup, first of all.
We knew we got that.
They are the number one team in the Western Conference. The NHL is coming to St. Louis. The All-Star game is this week. The Cardinals are still in town, and the winter warm-up's going on, and I still think there's a chance they could make a little noise here in the offseason going into spring training. There's no rush on making a deal, but a lot of good vibes last night at the Baseball Writers Dinner. You know, you really realize we are in a golden age of St. Louis sports right now. The Blues are, if not the best team in the NHL, they're one of two or three. The Bruins and Capitals are pretty good, but the Blues already stomped on the Bruins once. The Cardinals are the NL Central champions and still one of the easily top 10 teams in baseball. They should be the favorite in their own division. Right. You have an MLS team coming to town in less than 2 years now, about 2 years away from that. This is a very exciting time to be in St. Louis, and that was the vibe last night at the Writers' Dinner. I came out of that feeling great about our city. I think we're in a renaissance. We're coming back.
Did they talk about the Battle Hawks?
You know, the Battle Hawks weren't mentioned, but they haven't started yet. I know MLS hasn't started yet either. But no, it's nice. XFL is a great entertainment, a great product for
us. I'm going to have to go just to sample it, just to see what it's like.
Here's the good thing about that. Number one selling gear in the XFL, number one selling ticket in the XFL. They've sold more tickets than any other team. We're talking about all the big markets, too. You're going to go into that dome and have, you know, 20,000 or so people screaming about a football team. It's going to feel pretty good. So I think that could be a lot of fun. Take your kids and experience some football. They don't know the difference. The kids just want to know. My girls don't know if the NFL, XFL. They just want to watch some ball, you know, watch some football. Right. And that's kind of fun.
It's good stuff. All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right, man.
Good to see you. Appreciate that. Yeah, you bet. 314-241-9797. We'll get to your phone calls coming up.